Please rise and let us join in Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen. You may be seated. Paul Gerhardt will preach to us this morning through his hymns. Paul Gerhardt was one of the greatest hymn writers after Martin Luther. He lived through difficult times in the 1600s during the 30 Years' War. Death took his wife and children. Yet he writes hymns of dearest comfort and consolation, such as, "Why should cross and trial grieve me?" Gerhardt's hymns are very personal and devotional, while at the same time also teaching the doctrines of the Christian church and the Christian faith. He thanks God for creation, for salvation, and for the consolation of the Holy Spirit. He prays for himself, for the whole church, and for the whole world.
Thank you.
Paul Gerhardt's hymns take us through the whole life of Jesus, our Savior. The next three hymns commemorate that Jesus was born, died, and rose again for our salvation. As we sing these three hymns, contemplate that Jesus was born for you, died for you, and rose again for you.
Thank you.
may be seated. The work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us to eternal life, a spiritual life again, because we are born dead in trespasses and sins. The Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism and lives within us throughout our life. He intercedes for us, prays for us with our inexpressible groanings when we don't know how to put our prayers into words. We are forgiven for our sins. We are beloved by God through faith in Christ. We are children of God, and our eternal home is in heaven. When we pray in Jesus' name, that is, with faith in Christ, God hears our prayers and answers them. He promises to guard and protect us, to keep us steadfast in faith, and to bring us to heaven. We pray for ourselves, our family, and we join all Christians around the world in thanking God, who is our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.